Full Immersion Medical Pods. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of April 30th, 2025. There are three main types of medical pods, of which several variants may exist depending on the civilization and the user. Any civilization may have several types or variants of each kind of pod as well. The first type of medical pod is an automated robot system built in a compact package around a capsule-shaped bed where the patient is lying down. The system is capable of mechanically performing a fixed number of surgical and non-surgical procedures of various complexities and difficulties, having previously sedated or anesthetized the patient. And it does so using several types of robotic arms, each one tailored to its specific use, much like a Swiss Army knife, using all in a completely automatic way, and controlled by a dependable central computer. This system is probably the one with the most variants, and although it may be considered as low technology compared to the other two types, it is still in use virtually everywhere, in countless star cultures, and on their starships. It is used on Earth as well, yet it is being kept a secret from the general public, as it is only for the elites and the military, yet they filter their existence to the people through science fiction, for karma reasons, and to protect themselves because when their existence is heard of, the general population will think it's only fantasy. They do this with so many other things as well. The second type of medical pod is the so-called dry pod. It is a capsule-shaped machine where the patient lies inside and relaxes, while it targets all of its body, or only the specific areas that need treatment, with an array of specific healing frequencies, each one designed for particular illnesses and issues. One of the most obvious examples of this principle is when sound is used to dissolve kidney stones, or the use of shockwave therapy to improve blood flow to compromised tissue. These two are the only examples I can think of which are being used on Earth, but surely there are a lot more. The same principle is used to heal a wide array of health problems. My experience with this type of pod is not so good, I must admit, because when I was placed inside one when I was very sick at the end of last year, 2024, I felt that the thing was doing absolutely nothing for me, making it comparable to being in a sensory isolation pod and nothing more. The fact that it did not help me with my issues does not mean that it cannot heal other people and their problems. I am only sharing my case. Besides, it looks like my pod was being programmed not to heal me by the people who were attempting to make me a lot sicker and more. I'll leave it there because that is another story. This healing principle can also be achieved by sound healing, for example, by using well-tuned bells and bowls among other specialized instruments. This was used, and is still being used by countless ancient civilizations, on Earth and not from Earth. The final pod, and the one which is the most advanced, is the so-called full immersion wet medical pod. This one is used by virtually every star nation, and each one is tailored to the specific needs of each species and their genetic background. This kind of medical pod is also being used on Earth, and as with the mechanical kind, it is also being kept a well-guarded secret from the general population. On Earth, it is being kept in secret underground bases, dumps, and on secret space program starships, as well as in any secret well-guarded installation belonging to the so-called elite. The existence of this kind of medical pod has been exposed on Earth by several whistleblowers in the past years, before censorship on social media became as extreme as it is today, yet their efficiency was greatly exaggerated, as they claimed that a pod could regrow a soldier's missing limb overnight, and that simply is not so. as tissue needs a certain amount of time to regenerate well and correctly. However, there are ways to accelerate tissue and cellular growth, but as far as I know, those never bring good results, and the final product is unstable and has a strong tendency to necrosis, or extensive cellular replication, causing deformities and cancer cells. This full immersion medical pod works in the following way, although variants exist. Initial sequence variant 1. When the patient is in its best shape, health and age, which for human lyrians is around age 21, it is placed in a sensor machine which maps its entire body to a molecular level, using the same super-sensitive interferometer technology that is used to map any area in space, and it is also the same technology used to map an object before it is replicated. The body map of the patient is then kept in a data bank for use further in life. Later on in life, when that same individual suffers an accident, or is experiencing an illness or any health issue, he or she is placed inside the medical pod, and a high-energy, super-detailed hologram of the individual at its genetic best is superimposed onto the patient's body, which is forced to regenerate its cells following the high-energy pattern, using the dominant frequency principle, as we will see further on. Initial sequence variant 2. This one is mostly used when the initial sequence variant 1 is not available, or as a backup for it. A DNA sample is taken from the patient, and a medical computer maps it in full detail, and then it develops a full body map with that DNA print. If there is any damage, the computer may add the missing parts to the DNA of the patient. This is the stage where the final DNA that will be applied to the patient may be altered or tampered with to produce a pre-planned alteration, for example, a change in hair or eye color, although there are countless examples of this, some of them much more extreme. Yet the more artificial changes are imposed onto an already formed body, the more unstable it will become, many times with disastrous results similar to the ones I described when cellular acceleration is forced. A blood sample may be taken from the patient to look for stem cells, which are later reproduced and grown in large numbers, in another medical machine which backs up the full immersion medical pod system. Generic stem cells may also be used in case the ones found in the patient are not fit for reproduction, but they must be genetically prepared beforehand in another complicated process. Stem cells, also called mother cells, have the potential to become a cell of any organ or tissue in a body, as they may be used to transform themselves into a liver cell, a brain cell, a pancreatic cell, skin cell, or any other as needed. When a patient is going to be healed in a wet medical pod, he or she is placed fully naked inside a container, where the patient is completely submerged in a special fluid full of oxygen, where it will breathe fluid and not air during the entire process. There is no place for clothes or jewelry here, as it may clog or overtask the system's filters. This is a very stressful and uncomfortable process for the patient, as he or she has to take in the fluid, flooding the lungs exactly like drowning, and self-preservation responses can be quite violent and fear-provoking. Yet this stage is short-lived as the patient suddenly realizes that he or she can breathe the fluid and everything is all right, even though breathing fluid is more difficult than air simply because it has more density. The individual will then fall into a frequency-induced deep sleep, which is almost a coma, and will remain as so for the rest of the treatment. The patient will remain fully immersed in the special fluid and floating in the center of the pod's special transparent container. The patient is ensured that he or she will not float to one side or to the bottom by using a controlled gravity system which is part of the pod itself. The container where the patient is in is transparent, so the medical staff can constantly check on the healing process, And this fact may be bothersome for many for modest reasons, as the patient is floating there unconscious and fully naked, but not anyone is allowed near the healing pods anyway, and for several reasons, mostly for the patient's safety. Once the patient is asleep and floating inside the pod, the healing process begins when the machine starts to introduce a large amount of stem cells into the fluid the patient is immersed. The stem cells were previously manufactured or grown, and prepared before this stage of the process. Once the fluid is saturated with stem cells that are compatible with the patient, a high-energy, very high-resolution hologram is superimposed onto the body of the individual, following the exact posture it may be in, and will follow any movement the patient may perform during the process, although the patient is kept as immobile as possible, but the system itself may also cause the patient to move artificially if needed. The stem cells will follow and adopt the pattern the high-energy hologram dictates, as it contains the exact holographic location of each cell in the individual's body, and how they should all be when in perfect health. And they do so by following the principle of dominant frequency, and it is here where each stem cell will adapt to the genetic blueprint dictated by the hologram, taking on the genetic characteristics of each kind of tissue, depending on the stem cell's location. Any damaged cell and tissue in the patient's body that does not conform to the exact genetic blueprint in the high-energy hologram will either adapt to the new frequency-imposed genetic print, or will be replaced with a new stem cell that will adopt the correct characteristics. The patient's body will be nurtured through the special fluid, and does not need to eat or drink anything, obviously, and all bowel movements are halted as well. All the waste material is absorbed and disposed of, using a filtering system that is constantly renewing the fluid, and providing new stem cells for the process as needed. The patient inside the wet medical pod is floating free with no appendages, tubes, or needles inside its body, as they are not needed for anything, and may hinder the healing process. Although many artificial body implants are automatically discarded by the system itself, in the case of complex titanium or steel implants, such as artificial body joints, they may have to be surgically removed before placing the individual inside a wet medical pod. Individuals who have suffered an accident and are in critical condition cannot be placed inside a medical wet pod right away. They must be stabilized first because the pod is only designed for a lengthy cellular renewal, and not for repairing life-threatening critical damage directly, and which demands an immediate resolution. In these cases, the patient must first be stabilized by emergency staff, with the intervention of a surgeon, or if one is not available and if it is applicable, the patient must be placed inside a robotic medical pod like the one described above, before moving him or her into the wet pod. Wet medical pods can heal just about any health problem you can think of, and it is capable of regrowing missing limbs, as many as they may be, on the condition that the patient is stable. The high-energy hologram will emulate the missing limb or limbs in their correct location, while the stem cells clump together in the correct positions following the high-resolution hologram's genetic print. The missing limb is not grown from the inside out, rather, it is grown all together, at the same time, shaping and forming all the tissue at once, as it does with the rest of the body as well, and simultaneously. A full regeneration medical pod treatment typically takes 3 months or more to complete. As I said, this process is not immediate and needs to take its necessary time for completion, and rushing the process only brings disastrous results. This kind of pod is the backbone of all medical procedures for countless interstellar advanced societies and civilizations, and can replace missing limbs, body parts, and also heal metabolic problems as well while in the process. It is an all-or-nothing process, You cannot order a wet pod only to heal only one body part, it does so integrally. When the pod is used to reinstall the natural DNA print of the patient, the results are stable and completely satisfactory. The problems may start when the pod and its genetic engineering parts of the process are abused for any reason, which happens mostly when used for cosmetic reasons, even more so when repeated. This pod system can also be used to correct genetic problems which an individual may be suffering from, mostly those that have a natural cause or genesis. After the patient has finished its renewal process inside the pod, the computer assesses how much the body of the patient conforms to the hologram by remapping the physical body and comparing the data to that of the hologram. If they are alike, or at least to a satisfactory percentage, the computer will alert the medical staff, and the extraction process will begin. The patient who has been kept in a near-coma deep sleep state is reawakened by removing the sleep-inducing frequencies and activating waking ones. The patient slowly recovers consciousness while still floating inside the pod, and will establish eye contact with the medical staff who will indicate that it is time for extraction. This is done most of the time by using low-technology methods, such as simple words handwritten onto a notebook or a piece of paper. The pod starts to drain all the fluid, exposing the patient to breathable air once again. The patient is removed from the pod by the medical staff immediately and is helped to drain the fluid from its lungs in a very uncomfortable and unsightly process, where an oxygen mask may be needed if the patient does not recover fast enough, as this depends on each individual. This is one of the worst stages of the process, as individuals often vomit violently as they cough out all the special fluid. The full recovery process from a full immersion pod procedure may take from a few days to several weeks, depending on each individual and the reason why he or she required the process. It is a lengthy process of relearning how to drive and live in a completely new body, which is, by all means and terms, newly born, and with parts that have never been used before. The individual must relearn to focus his or her eyes, to hold their head up straight and move it around, and to walk and use arms and hands. Their digestive system must start to work with very soft, special food which is easily digestible, much like the one which is first given to a baby. Some patients must even relearn to speak, but as I said, it depends on each individual, but the typical recovery time is from 3 days to 3 weeks. Recovery therapy is recommended, especially for those who need more time. A medical pod system, such as the one I just described, is so powerful that it is also used for cloning, as all it needs is the DNA map of the individual to be copied, and one single cell floating in the special fluid. The entire new body will be generated in the very same way any healing is done, and it does not even take longer, as the entire production time of a clone is only around 3 months, because in both cases, there is a 100% cellular replacement. This use of full immersion medical pods is prone to abuse, especially on Earth, where it has been used to clone notorious people for nefarious reasons and uses. If you think this pod uses extremely high technology that is far from the reach of Earth science, think again, because there is no part of this system that is above human technology as we know it, and I mean mainstream medical technology, not only the hidden secret one. It is only the powers at be, secret societies, and their puppet politicians obeying the so-called elite, the ones who are suppressing this technology from the people. The full immersion medical pods used by interstellar civilizations are indeed more advanced, but only in the details. They may be more trustworthy, but that is about all. You don't really need gravity manipulation for the system to work, for example, although everything works better with it, as it would logically be expected. The key factors of this technology are, first, the DNA computer mapping associated with the creation of the full 3D high-energy hologram, which generates the image onto the patient's body using very high-resolution lenses. This energy hologram must be powerful enough to be able to penetrate the entire body of the patient. It must not be only superficial. The second key factor is the stem cell growth and harvesting machine, but as far as I understand, human medical technology is already at the necessary level to produce them in quantities that are enough to feed this system. And the third most important factor is that you need a computer that is powerful enough to manage all the data and produce the hologram with it. We believe humans already have them. As you can see, this is yet again another way the Galactic Federation and its puppet secret societies and governments on Earth abuse the people by not letting them have these machines. They are not that difficult to build, and as I am told, the hologram does not even have to be of an extremely high resolution for it to work and be enough. Yet, the more resolution, the better the results. This technology also has limitations, as it is not recommended to be used on children or on anyone younger than 21, as the system can only impose a cellular development level comparable to age 21, or the complete age of development. In other words, it resets everyone who uses it to age 21. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.